Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. With kids back in school, parents need to be doing their best to make sure germs aren't being spread and they aren't getting sick. UW Health Kids Dr. Casey Freimiller says washing hands is the most important things kids can do.
Using soap and water and a quality amount of time. We talk about singing the ABCs. It really goes a long way to getting all the dirt and grime and the viruses and bacteria that can kind of be harbored on our hands. And frequently, after using the bathroom, before eating, after playing outside or playing with a pet.
Germs and sickness can run rampant as kids head back to school. Parents should also be telling kids what to do properly if they have to cough or sneeze.
Really helping kids remember, like, cover your cough and your sneeze. Teaching them to use their elbow or their sleeve or something that's farther away from their hand can go a long way in preventing their germs from reaching someone else.
Freimiller says proper hand washing and teaching kids to cover their coughs and sneezes will also help stop the spread of germs. But vaccines remain the number one defense for spreading illness.
Talking with your pediatrician about what vaccines might be available or necessary for kids as they get back to school, or getting up to date on maybe some vaccines that we are due for, is also helpful. Prevention goes a long way. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound in cure.
Freimiller says HealthyKids.org is a great resource for parents to visit to get more information. A Wisconsin congressman calls for federal oversight of the Milwaukee County transit system. According to a press release, First District Representative Brian Stile wrote to Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy Friday about the issue of accountability and oversight with the county agency. Stile tells Fox 6 Milwaukee that his action comes after reports of MCTS losing out on $4 million in revenue last year due to people not paying a fare to ride the bus. He stated, quote, "That's not fair to the people that are actually doing the right thing, that are paying their way," end quote. The letterhead Stile urging Duffy to strengthen oversight of local transit agencies as part of the federal grant review process. A federal judge has ruled that new Wisconsin regulations targeting vape devices can remain in place. The regulations ban the sale of any electronic vaping device that is not listed in the Wisconsin Department of Revenue's directory. A coalition of vape shops filed the lawsuit prior to when the regulations went into effect on September 1st. On Friday, a federal judge ruled against temporarily blocking the regulations, noting in his decision that the vape distributors had 19 months to challenge the 2023 law that made the new regulations possible. The Herb Kohl Educational Foundation is now accepting nominations for its 2026 Teacher Fellowship and Principal Leadership Awards. The awards are meant to honor teachers and administrative staff from across the state who go above and beyond to support their students. Award recipients will receive $6,000 and their schools will receive a matching $6,000 grant. Teachers can be nominated by other school staff, parents, and even students. The nominations can be submitted on the Herb Kohl Educational Foundation's website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has certified the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board election results. The newly elected soybean producers started their three-year terms on the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board on September 1st. They include David Justman of Platteville, representing District 3, which covers Adams, Crawford, Grant, Juneau, La Crosse, Monroe, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties. Jonathan Gibbs of Fox Lake, representing District 4, which covers Columbia, Dodge, Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Marquette, Washera, and Winnebago counties. And Patrick Maluli of Clinton, representing District 5, which covers Dane, Green, Iowa, Lafayette, and Rock counties. The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is composed of 7 producers in 7 districts across the state. The board oversees the collection and use of about $3 million in assessment fees paid by Wisconsin soybean producers. This funding is used to support the soybean industry through research, education, and promotion of Wisconsin-grown soybeans. Learn more about the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board at wisoybean.org. A couple of Wisconsin lawmakers from opposite sides of the political divide have come together for a cause close to the hearts of Wisconsinites. the Green Bay Packers. Lisa Hale has the story.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Congressman Tony Weed have introduced the Go Pack Go Act, designed to allow Packers fans in Wisconsin, no matter where they live, to watch the Pack play on television. Over 400,000 people living in Wisconsin counties are considered either a part of Minnesota or Michigan television markets, so they end up watching either the Lions or the Vikings games instead of the Packers if the games are scheduled at the same time. The Go Pack Go Act would require cable and satellite companies to give Wisconsin subscribers access to games from a Wisconsin market.
Average gas prices took a slight dip in Wisconsin, dropping 2.2 cents over the last week. The average today is $2.95 in the state. This is 7.9 cents per gallon higher than a month ago, but over 10 cents lower than this time last year. Prices have been volatile in the Midwest in recent weeks. A refinery in Indiana experienced temporary outage because of severe weather. With the restart of BP's Whiting refinery, Great Lakes State saw significant relief. The transition to winter gasoline is just a week away for most areas, and OPEC announced an increase in oil production starting in October. This could help keep oil prices lower for longer. Every child dreams of their future, and every dream deserves a plan. Whether they go to college, technical school, or pursue specialized career training, there's no better time to learn about saving for their education with Wisconsin's EdVest 529 College Savings Plan than this month during National College Savings Month. EdVest 529 offers a combination of flexibility, low fees, and triple tax advantages for Wisconsin taxpayers, including a state income tax deduction of up to $5,130 per beneficiary on contributions made to an EdVest 529 account. Additionally, earnings grow tax-free and can be withdrawn free from federal and state taxes when used to pay for qualified expenses like tuition, books, room and board, computers, and more. In celebration of National College Savings Month and to help families start saving for a loved one's future, EdVest 529 is announcing a $50 bonus for new accounts open between now and September 26th. Make an initial deposit of $50 or more. Set up recurring contributions of $30 or more for six consecutive months and receive the $50 bonus. For more information on EdVest 529, including investment options, fees, and answers to frequently asked questions, visit edvest.com. National Preparedness Month is underway. A time to remember life-saving blood products are an essential part of preparedness for every type of disaster, whether it be home fires or natural disasters such as hurricanes, flooding, and wildfires. Severe weather can disrupt blood donations by causing blood drive cancellations and impacting donors' ability to give. Additionally, trauma patients may need blood product transfusions within minutes of entering emergency rooms. Those who give now could help someone in dire moments. This month, the American Red Cross is reminding you that giving blood now helps support patients the moment they need medical care. Donors of all types, especially those with type O positive and B negative blood, are asked to make an appointment to give. To book a time to give blood or platelets, visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds eligible hunters hoping to participate in the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities to contact and confirm a location with a hunt landowner sponsor before September 15th. Thousands of acres of land are available for this year's hunt, which will take place October 4th through 12th. Hunters should contact sponsors directly to participate in the 2025 hunt. Some properties can accommodate more hunters than others, so hunters are advised to contact potential sponsors as early as possible to determine availability. To sign up for a hunt, hunters or assistants should provide their name, contact information, and DNR customer ID number. To be eligible, hunters must possess a valid Class A, C, or D disabled permit or qualifying Class B permit. Eligible hunters may sign up for one sponsored property per year and must possess a gun deer license. For more information, visit the DNR's Deer Hunting for Hunters with Disabilities webpage. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Rachel Spencer on ticket 419 and Mark Schmidt on ticket 220.